coming up. So, of course, the trick-or-treat is this Saturday from 11 to 1, so you can head downtown, and we will have tons of different storefronts and other individuals that are downtown passing out candy, so make sure you bring the kiddos out for some trick-or-treating. It's also the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow Dia de los Muertos activities, which will start with the parade at 11, and then from 11 to 3, there will be all sorts of different activities in the downtown area. Preceding that, on Friday, we will have our Mix and Mingle event, and that is at the Hornet's Nest, 19 East 6th, from 5:30 to 7. For all of you that know folks that are new to town, this is a great opportunity to introduce them to the community, to get them involved. We know that these sorts of activities play a major role in getting people connected to the community and showcasing all that Emporia has to offer. So if you know somebody that is new to the area, make sure you're mentioning Mix and Mingle, you're pointing them to the Emporia Main Street website, you're getting them to the Hornet's Nest this Friday from 5:30 to 7. All sorts of other activities are coming up on the horizon. ASU Homecoming is coming up pretty quickly, including the parade on November 1st at 10 a.m. in downtown. And we've got information on our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com for you to register for the parade. So if you want to show your Hornet pride and support, you can sign up for that. Freedom Fest is November 8th, and that includes a 5K run or 10K sort of excursion, the Freedom Rides, the Dynamic Disc Freedom Fest Open, the Vigilance Martial Arts Norwegian Foot March, which has become a huge sort of event that brings in people from other states. There's the Spur Challenge. There's some expo activities. There's all sorts of different things that you can get involved with, and we've got that information both online at Emporia Main Street, or you can visit Emporia Freedom Fest, their website. And then just a reminder, veterans banners are still going up, so we only get about 90 calls a day on that. And so as those complete their placements, then we will place our different maps, and we'll include some messaging to our local media partners like KVOE, so everybody can spot where those banners are at. This is also the last chance for rooms grants, so that $50,000 grant to support upper story redevelopment activities. Next week is the final week to get your application in. You can contact Emporia Main Street for more information, and we have those Turnbull facade grant applications that are still out, so if you're downtown and want to improve your facade, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for that. And all sorts of new activities that are on the horizon that we'll talk about when we are on our next KVOE call-in.
You know, speaking of Freedom Fest, don't forget, Casey mentioned the Dynamic Disc Open. We had Jackie Morris on a couple of weeks ago, but get signed up for that 18-hole course down at Soden's Grove, because you get a commemorative disc, and it's not just any commemorative disc. It is a Freedom Fest triple-stamped disc, Casey. Not double.
Not just one.
Triple.
Not two. Three stamps.
Three stamps. And also, new this year, we're excited about the Mini Mission Dash as part of Freedom Fest for kids, I guess, under the age of 12, I guess, that could be riding across the bridge, and there's chocolate medals for the kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun with that.
Exactly. So if they have leftover Halloween candy and you need to work that out of their system, this is the way you do it.
All right, Casey, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street. Yeah, big weekend.
Huge weekend.
Trick-or-treating downtown. Just another big, weekend, huh? And don't forget, up at the campus of Emporia State Theater Department, their production of the Rocky Horror Show is going to be happening, starting tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Bruder Theater. There's going to be performances basically through Saturday night. There's going to be performances next weekend as well. And there's even going to be a midnight showing on Halloween. So they have it all set up. And the way it sounds is, A, it's going to be top-notch, and B, there ain't a whole lot of tickets left. We'll have them on our Talk of Emporia coming up Friday morning here to talk about this in more detail. But it's everything's tracking here for a great start to the homecoming schedule by having Rocky Horror as the homecoming musical.
The joint will be a-jumpin'.
It that sure will.
For sure. 6:52. There's the lunch bell. Our school lunch menu is brought to you by our good friends at Citizens State Bank. Now with 10 Emporia area locations to serve their great customers. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And let's head to Riverside Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
This is Fiamma from Riverside Elementary. The lunch menu for today, Wednesday, October 22nd, is Crispito